Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak with me at any time or have any comments, please press 1. I am here. Our topic for tonight is Only by His Strength. And it's coming from Philippians 4:13. And like we do with any other show, if you are, please grab your notebook, notepad, however you take notes, please grab that and just jot down any scripture or anything that comes to mind. This past Sunday, Purpose Kingdom Network, we did a series of the Look Up series, and it was 7 scriptures. And different ministers from Purpose Kingdom Network, they gave a word on a scripture that was given to them. And I was given, my upward was look up, and I was given Philippians 4:13. And we had about 10 minutes to give a word on that scripture. And it was just so much that I found, and I just had to pick things that stood out to me the most about that scripture and put it in 10 minutes, which was really hard because it was just so much that had came out from the scripture. So I just wanted to use today to expand on that scripture, you know. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is a well-known scripture, and it is is used all the time. People have it tattooed on them, things like that. And I will say that it is also misunderstood. And I can say that I myself have also misunderstood this scripture. And I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And before we go dive into the scripture, I just want to give some history of this scripture and why it's important to understand this specific verse. So Philippians is written by Paul, a disciple of Jesus Christ, amen? And Philippi is the church that, one of his first church that he has built in the name of Jesus Christ, amen? And Paul has built this church, and then he moved on, and he wrote this letter to the people of Philippians, he wrote this letter just appreciating them from beginning to end. He was just appreciating them and telling them about the things that he had endured, telling them to love one another in this letter. And I love the Bible because it's so poetic. It has so many metaphors, things like that. And, you know, he's just expressing to the people of Philippians that, hey, thank you so much. You have reached out to me in all the places that I've been, whether it was in Macedonia, or if it was in Thessalonica, all those other places, you have reached out and you have extended your hand to me. And I just writing this letter of appreciation, and this just dropped in my spirit to listen, appreciate those while we have this downtime. Just write letters. You know, let's go back old school. Get a card. I have so many Hallmark cards in my drawer because sometimes I just pick them up, a thanking of you card, and I like to just send them out. If you have someone's address, you know, send a letter, a card, and I'll do this. Send it to your grandparents, you know. And just let them, just to say thank you, thinking of you during this time, and they'll appreciate it so much. So he was in prison and expressing this, like, hey, I've gotten the things that you have given to me. You know, he's just expressing that to them. And he's also telling them that he is living a life of Jesus Christ, amen, living his best, living the life of Jesus Christ as best as he can, amen. He's not perfect, but he is trying to do what is right. He's trying to build the church of God. He's going all over and establishing in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Philippians, they are in a Roman Empire where Caesar is the king. So for Paul to build a church and say this church is built upon Jesus Christ, who is king, you know, that caused some conflict. So even with the people of the Philippians, for them to send Paul the things that he need, whatever that need is, whatever it was needed back then and needed for him, and to even send some support to him, that was very risky. Amen. That means they supported Jesus Christ, and that will cause conflict in their area. So they even risked their life to send and reach out to Paul. Amen. And Paul just encouraged them to continue to live a Jesus Christ-filled life and to love one another. Amen. And Paul endured these things. He was in prison. Amen. That's why I say it's good to know some of these background stories to get some context with this, to understand the scripture. Amen. So back to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when I was reading this verse, as I said, it's so simple, but yet it's so deep. Amen. It's so simple, but so deep. And bringing the history of Paul, who wrote this letter, you're able to understand this depth. And I asked myself, what are things when I can do all things? What is Paul talking about? That stood out to me. And through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me, what are these things? You know, when people are posting, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and they're misinterpreting or misunderstanding this scripture, it looks like it's somebody in their own strength, and it's not through Jesus Christ. It's through their own strength that they are misusing this. Like, I can do all things that they have done on their own. They're saying it's through Jesus Christ. Amen. But Paul is saying, I can do all things through Jesus Christ. And those things are the purpose, the calling that he has on your life, not the things that you have done yourself. And at the end, you want to say, Jesus Christ has got me through. No, those are the things that you have done on your own terms, on your own strength, and not through the strength of Jesus Christ. This scripture, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, It's not a pretty thing. It's not a thing that you, it's not taking a selfie and looking cute and then posting it. Amen. It's not, it looks like, and I follow this lady who is married, and her husband was in a car accident in 2018. And for her to stand by her husband and continue to care for her husband and invest in the needs, and he has traumatic brain injury, and he had a car accident back in 2018, but she's invested money. She's invested time to get her husband the best doctors, the best physical therapists there are to help her husband get through this. Amen. And she's with her husband, and the progress to see, I forget their names. I got to get it at the end. I'll get it so you can follow them on Instagram. And to see, and she's transparent about the struggles that some days she want to give up. Some days it's hard, you know. Some days her husband is himself. His name is John. Her husband John is himself. And other days he may go back into a child like mine. And she was saying the traumatic brain injury left him at a point in his life. When he was young, it was something traumatic that happened in his life, and he was back at that stage in his life where he was taken advantage of, and his wife said that was very hard, but she had to invest in the money and time to get him through that portion of his life, things that he pushed to the side prior to his accident. Amen. That's what, when I think of Philippians 4:13. That's what I think of. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God has, this has happened to them, amen? And instead of crying and weeping and wallowing and crying over the loss of her previous life, she decided to say, I'm going to give God the glory. Yes, it is hard, but I'm going to give him the glory. I'm going to give him the honor. He is going to strengthen me through this. Some days it's not easy. Some days it is hard, maybe more than others. Amen? It may be hard more than it is easy. So when I think of Philippians 4:13, that's in my mind. When I think of Philippians 4:13, I think of my family and us losing not too long ago our sister-in-law, and how that would look for my brother and how that would look for us in supporting him. That's strength, you know, especially during this time. That's strength, you know, because we are weak in this moment. We are on our own. We just want to mourn for her. We just want to keep crying, and we just want to it's hard for us to move on, but through Christ, he will strengthen us. He is strengthening us to, in this time of loss, in this time of mourning, he strengthened us, giving us the courage, like, hey, this sibling, help your brother out with this, help the children out with that, mom, dad, help out with this. And he strengthened us one by one, that when some of us are weak, that the others will go in and help. Amen. That's what Philippians 4:13 looks like. Philippians 4:13 looks like us getting up and accepting this quarantine, accepting what has happened in this world where we are in isolation. Amen? Where every day we have to self-isolate, we have to be away from our loved ones for so long. Amen? Philippians 4:13 is not pretty. That's all I'm getting at, that Philippians 4:13 is endurance and is not pretty. Amen? If you go up to verse 10 of Philippians 4, it says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished. Again, through you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I'm in, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. Amen? And this, in verse 10, Paul goes on to say that I rejoice in the Lord. Amen? So in his time in imprisonment, amen, he's being persecuted for saying that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is king. No matter what king, what man there is that proclaims to be king, I know Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, King of kings. He's declaring that. Amen. He's even in chapter 2, he says that for me to die is even gain. Amen. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if, this is chapter 2, verse 21 through 23. But if I live on in flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. So in this time where he's being persecuted, he's saying either way, if I live, it's a gain, because I'll be able to continue to spread the message, to spread the word of the good gospel. Amen. I'll spread that good news that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if I die, I will be with Jesus Christ. I will be with him. So either way is gain, although I'm being persecuted. This is the life. These are the things. Amen. I can do all these things. I'll be persecuted. They will lock me up. They will chain me. Amen? But I can do these things. It's not easy to sit and be in prison, imprisonment, to be oppressed, to be suppressed. That's not an easy thing, but God will provide you the strength So when you think of this verse, don't think of it as a strength from just your own, but know that it's a strength from God Almighty. Amen? It's a strength from God Almighty. And rejoice in that strength. Rejoice in your circumstances. You know, don't focus on those circumstances, but first focus on Jesus Christ. Amen. Trust in him, and he will see you through surely. Not that I speak in regards to need, for I have learned, in whatever state I am to be content. And what's standing out to me in verse 11 of chapter 4 is that he has learned to be content. Paul has learned to be content, and a lot of contentment is not natural. It's not really natural for the human, for us humans, amen? Especially, I know for myself, amen, that it is not natural thing to be content, to say, hey, I'm going to accept these things that I cannot control, you know, like that serenity prayer, like, I'm whatever come my way. As I said, you know, some of us have experienced loss, and that's hard for us to accept. But through Jesus Christ, we'll get through it. Amen? Because we have to continue life knowing that we lost these people. Amen? And knowing that it is out of our control is nothing that we can do. Amen? With that, you learn contentment through Jesus Christ. And he's saying that everywhere that I go, whether I'm in Macedonia, whether I am in Thessalonica, I know what it is to be hungry. I know what it is to be full. Your hungry may look like you being hungry. You're that single parent, hungry to get your degree no matter what. You may be physically hungry, amen, but everywhere you go, you know how to be content, amen. Everywhere you go, you know how to present yourself. Amen? I know what it is to be full, to be full and to be in that state. Amen? I know what that is like. And I will still rejoice in the Lord, whether it's in full, whether I'm full or whether I'm hungry. I can do all things through Christ. These things, the purpose that he has on my life. What is your purpose? Amen? What purpose did God call you to do? God has called us to do a lot of things that we may not want to do. Amen? God called us to do a lot of things that may not look pretty, that may not complement our attitude, that may not complement our lifestyle, our set of friends, our followers on social media. Amen. But God has called you to do so many things. And the purpose that he have over your life, that's for a reason. These gifts that he has given you, they're for a reason. I'll share like a little story, you know, me and my mom would spend like a lot of one-on-one time together, and I used to think it was just like I was a favorite child, so, you know, but I later found out that, you know, she would do this for all of her children, but one of our outings together, we were just driving. We would always just be driving, going to stores, Walmart. Mom loved Walmart, still do. You know, we were driving this one time, and I would just be always caught up in my thoughts. I think I was like about 9 years old, and, you know, I was just looking out the window, and I was just like, hey, I remember just thinking about my future life and what I wanted to do, what I wanted to be. And my mom was like, what are you thinking? And I was just like, nothing. You know, I don't want to answer this question. Like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking. So I said nothing. And she said, no, tell me, what are you thinking? And I said nothing. I still said nothing. So it was just funny that she got a sense that I was just thinking about what I wanted to be when I got older. And, you know, she was just like, you know, she just looked at me as long as she could without crashing. she was just like, you know, you can be anything that you want to be. And I just thought that was, I always take that with me. I always hold that with me. And I was just like, when she said that, that was it. I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to play in the WNBA, and I wanted to be an actor. And I say those things to say, like, I'm not doing any of those things. Amen. Although, like, if one of my main things that I always wanted to do was to play basketball, like, professionally. And honestly, like, I love the game of basketball, but I am not great at it. Like, I played in high school, middle school, but I am not great at it. I'm okay. And I just say that to say a lot of us are going into fields that we like, you know, that may not align with the purpose of God. We're only going after our heart desire with what we want to do, our own life, you know, what our heart desires. Amen. And it's not working out, or it is working out, but we still feel a sense of emptiness in it. And that's just because we're not walking in our purpose to do it. Amen. And when I think about the gift that God has given me, the gift of one of the gifts that I don't even really focus on, that I haven't in the past, and now I'm really starting to bring it to life, is writing. And I feel like that gift right there is a purpose, amen, for God's kingdom. That's the things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those are the things that I don't like to do, amen, that I like to write, I do, but I don't like to present it and put it on display in front of people. That part I don't like. But that part, you understand what I'm saying? The Moses syndrome that we have, you need to get over that. Moses said, grant my brother, I can't do this, I can't do that. Moses was just making up excuses. How many of us are going to be Moses and say that we can't do this thing? When you say that you can't do it, yes, you may not be, you cannot do it. That's true. You cannot do it. Moses, you stutter. Amen? Dominique, you have anxiety so bad your armpit sweat, you know. But guess what? Through me, through my strength, you will be able to do it. You will be able to do it, and you will be a living testimony. Amen? God loves to do things for his, so his glory can be shown. This life is not our own, and it's not about us. Amen? I think we think a lot of this life is about us, and we're just vessels. And getting people to the kingdom, amen? And getting people to God's kingdom. Use our gift for good. So what is your purpose? What are the things that God is calling you to be? Be content in that. Whether it's in your singleness, be content in that. Whether it's in your marriage, in your loss, if you're celibate, be content in that. Abstinent, be content in that. Be content on the call that God has. Be content on that purpose. Be content. Amen. I would say last year I was like in a little, I wouldn't say depressed, but I was like in a little funk. And I was just like, what's going on? I just didn't feel, I didn't feel like I wanted to serve God. I didn't feel like I wanted to bring forth his word. Amen. That's because of my own insecurities. And when you have own insecurities about yourself, it's so hard to trust God. And I say, you know what? I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to believe in you because you have created me. You know me better than myself. The things that I want for myself are not even, they cannot compare to what you have for me. The things that I thought I needed, they don't even compare to the things that you have provided for me. You provided me things that I didn't even know that I needed. Amen. So focus on the purpose. Amen. What are those things that God is calling you to do? Where do you belong at on this earth? Amen. He will provide you strength. He will provide you strength. Amen. Amen. If you are just joining, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak with me at any time, have any questions, any comments, press 1. And this, our topic for tonight is only by his strength, coming from Philippians 4:13. And we're understanding that only by God are we able to overcome the obstacles that life throw at us. Amen. Especially those highs and especially those lows. Amen. We'll experience highs, which is good. Amen. But those lows, can we still rejoice and can we still praise God in those? When life seems unfair. Amen. Can we still praise God and can we still serve God? And when I think about walking in your purpose and think about being ready for when God calls you, I think of the story of of Gideon. It's in Judges chapter 6 through 8. And Gideon, you know, God appears to him. As he is working, God appears to him. And when God appears to him, the Spirit of God appears to him, you know, just like Moses and just like some of us, he made excuses that he is the least among his father's household, that his army cannot defeat the Midianites. Amen? He tells this to God. This is in chapter 7. Amen? You know, he said that it's chapter 6, you know, that it's too much. I cannot do this on my own. Amen? Judges chapter 6, in verse 12, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and he said, "Then, Lord, the Lord is with you, you mighty men of valor." Amen? Mighty men of valor. The Lord is with you. So the Lord appeared to Gideon, and as he was in the field, as he was working, amen? The Lord appeared to him, and as I said, like some of us, we get so caught up in the things that we can't do, and as I said, it's an excuse. And when I think about it as being an excuse, there's so many things that we want. As I said, man, I would love, listen, if I was in the NBA, the WNBA, listen, y'all couldn't tell me nothing, and it may be some boastfulness going on. You know, God is a good God. Amen. I don't know if this will be the platform. If I will be able to risk, you know, my career for my faith. Amen. That's not the purpose that God had for my life. Amen. That's not where his kingdom will grow or where his kingdom will be built for my life. Everything is done for the glory of God. So when I look at Gideon is like, listen, he said, how can I defeat the Midianites? So he said, oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Amen? So God assured him, like, you're not going to be by yourself. And I think a lot of times when we have that discernment, when it's in our spirit to do what God has purposed over our life, I think is a lot of fear that overpowers us. And we're like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't know how this would happen. I don't know how that would happen. And we don't put our trust in God. If you put your trust, like God said, I'm going to be with you. I called you to do this. I'm not going to leave you hanging. No way, no how. I will be with you, and you will defeat. Amen. Whatever circumstance come your way, you will defeat that circumstance. Amen. Even the circumstances that the devil has brought your way. Amen. Everything is done to glorify God. Even in the story of Joseph, amen, it's done to glorify God. You know, so he put his trust in God. And before Gideon, he was just like, okay, I'm going to do this. He did a couple of things to test God to see, Lord, is this really you? Amen? And some of us are struggling with that. How do I know that you are the true living God? There's so many gods out there. How do I know that Jesus Christ, the Father that sent Jesus Christ, that you are the true living God? Amen? How do I know that this is true? And he did a couple of things. And one thing he did, he told the Spirit of the Lord, he said, don't depart from me. I'll be right back. I just need a sign. This is in verse 17 of chapter 6, Judges. Then he said to him, if now I found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talks with me. A lot of us don't have that discernment, like, this is God, amen? Like you are the true living God. I don't know who you are. You're speaking to me. Is this really you? Amen? And he asked the Spirit not to leave, you know. And then he said, do not depart from here. I pray until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you come back. So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from an elf of flour. The meat he had put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and he brought them out to him under the terebinth tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on the rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Amen. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire rose of the rock and consumed the meat and unleavened bread. Amen. And the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight to prove that, hey, this is the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. He took the torch. Gideon didn't do that on his own. Amen. And Gideon believed, like, hey, this is the Lord. And he asked for another sign later in this chapter. Amen. But I want to get to where God tells Gideon to get your army. Get them up. Amen. This is in chapter 7. Get your army up. All the people who were with Gideon, they rose up and they began to, like, surround the wall of Herod. You know, that was a king at that time. So the camp of the Midianites was on the north side of the hill. Amen. And then the Lord in verse 2 of chapter 7 said, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Amen? Amen. Still, after Gideon said, this is the Spirit of the Lord who has spoke to me. That is true. I know it. I have seen and I have tested. But still, Gideon want to take all his men. But God is like, no. No. They will say it is not done by my power. Remember, everything is done for the glory of God. They will say that he overturned the Midianites by his own hand, by his own strength, by his own men. They have to know that I have done this, because it cannot be too many men. Amen? So then the Lord told him to get rid of some. And if you go on to he got rid of some men. And if you go on to verse 4 of chapter 7, so he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who leaps from the water with his tongue, as a dog leaps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who leapt put in their hand to their mouth was 300 men. But the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Amen. When I was just reading this, just studying for this, when I read that, it's some people, you know, that we can't take on our purpose. The purpose that God has called us, some of those people cannot come with us. Amen. Some of those people have to stay behind, and we have to be willing to say, I have to cut you loose. Those people who kneel down kneeled down on their knee, not kneeled down, got on their knee to drink as if they were a dog. And some people will not know how to present themselves within your purpose. Amen. When you take them to these places that God is taking you, when you bring them along the ride, they will bring you down because they don't know how to present themselves. That may be class, that may be the way that they speak. They may cause problems everywhere they go. Their relationship with God, it may be an unbalanced relationship. It may not even be a relationship with God. It may be contrary. They may do things contrary to the word of God. So not everyone can go with you. Not everyone can go on your journey that God has called you to do. You have to cut some people loose. Amen? Less is more. You know that saying, less is more, and this is what I'm seeing here. Less is more. Be willing to let them go. You keep holding on and thinking that this, you keep going into the purpose of God with your own plan and with your own strength. No, God said, this is my plan. Cut some people out. They don't know how to act. You know, in my own word, that's what he said. And you know, and then the Lord, in verse 7, then the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men who leapt, I will save you. So those people who know how to act right, amen, those are the people that you're going to take with you. Those are the people that are going to help you get through this journey of life, amen, and just reflecting and just, I see it with so many people who stayed around and so many people who got left behind, who I had to leave behind, amen, to fulfill the purpose of God and to continue to fulfill the purpose of God. And they will and deliver the Midianite into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place. Amen. So the people they took in verse 8, so the people took provision and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Amen? Amen, amen. Provision. The main thing I want y'all to understand is, so the people, so if the God has said, this is your mission, this is what I have ordained for your life, this is the purpose, these are the things. Amen. Our verse, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. God is strengthening Gideon as he is leading Gideon to defeat the Midianites. I think that's how you say it. I guess so, pronouncing these names are so funny. God said, I will strengthen you, amen, by having less, it will be more. And guess what? I'm going to strengthen you. And these are the people that you are going to take with you on this journey to fulfill my purpose, to fulfill my will. These are the people that you are going to take, amen. I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to give you courage. And you're going to have trust in me, amen. You just put your trust in me. And guess what? Not only, I'm not just going to send you out there. You will need things on the way. I'm going to provide provision for you. That's providing supplies that one may need. So God is going to provide the provision, and that's how you know. You may go into a land, meaning a place where that's unfamiliar. You may go by yourself, but there are going to be things almost like handed to you, almost like, wow, that, like, oh, I didn't realize I needed that. Amen. It was in the beginning of the year, and I was like, this feeling of like donating like clothes. It just came over me. I'm like, I don't have much clothes. And I remember my cousin gave me so many shirts. She gave me so many shirts. And she said, and donate whatever you don't want. You can give away whatever you don't want. So I took out everything that I want, and I just put the other up for donation. That's provision. That's how you know that's the will, and that's the task that God has assigned to your life, because it was backed up by his provision. Amen? It was backed up by his provision. Amen? He provided. He said, this is what you should do. You don't have clothes, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. You want to give more? Here's a job. You don't see it yet, but it's going to be, you're going to get a raise. You know what? Here's a job for you. There you go. That's the provision of it. Go ahead. Give more. Trust in me. Don't think about what you don't have. Know that God is going to provide for you. Amen. God will provide. He took the provision. And if you continue to read in the Judges, Gideon did defeat the Midianites, amen, with just 300 men. He defeated them. He glorified God because of it, amen. And I'm telling you, you will overcome every situation. You will overcome these obstacles. You will defeat the enemy. Put your trust in God and believe in him, amen, wholeheartedly. Don't do things on your own, amen. And God will provide the provision for you. Even those who are lonely, those who are struggling in this time of just being alone, amen? That may look like God sending your family to speak with you, just sending you people to comfort you during this time, however that looks. It may look like you going to therapy once or every other week, amen? It may look like that. Amen. He's going to provide the provision. And even if you don't have the finances, he's going to provide those things for you. It's going to work itself out. Amen. 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 Before we go into the call of salvation, I jumped right on into the topic. I just want to give a happy birthday shout out to Pastor Toy, founder of Purpose Kingdom Network. I just want to tell her thank you. Just say how much I appreciate her so much. We kind of like fill in each other's spirits to reach out to one another, whether it's a text or call. If it's maybe something troubled in our spirit. So I just appreciate her for just even seeing in myself like, hey, this is the calling on your life. So I just want to thank her for just loving all her ministers on the line, just taking time out to pray for us, taking time out to be on each and every last one of these shows, knowing that she has a family of her own. So I'm quite sure I'm not the only one who feel this way. So on behalf of All Purpose Kingdom Network Ministries, those who are listening, we love you. We love you, Pastor Toy, a.k.a. Chappie, we love you. We appreciate you. So happy birthday. Many more blessings to you. And may the ministry for you being so faithful and saying, hey, God, this is the vision that God has for me. If you're coming, you're coming. If you're not, you're not. So I just always take that. I'm always encouraged by your willpower to trust and believe in God, by your faith in God. So I can go on and on. Just want to say thank you so much, Pastor Toy. You be blessed. Amen. Amen, amen. If you want to give her a shout out, you can just press 1 as well. Text, press 1. Amen. So this is my favorite part, the call of salvation. You know, just drawing those lost souls to Jesus Christ. As I said, the purpose of life is Jesus Christ. You know, he has died for us. And in the book of Acts, it says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. This is true. I believe it and I trust it. So if there's anyone out there who is struggling in any aspect of their life, amen, you have done everything that you can do. You've been doing everything on your own. You have been just living by your own strength. And for some time, you have been getting by. For some time, it has been working. Right now, no longer can your own strength do. Amen? If you want to give your life to Christ, if you just want to say, hey, Lord, I'm going to try you. Just as Gideon didn't know, like I heard about you, Lord. I heard about you. But I don't know. I just need a sign. I just need to test it. If this is really you, amen. This is the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you right now, and you may need a sign. If that is you, if you just want to say, I want to give my life to you, I trust in you. I believe in you. I can't do this on my own. All you have to do is repent of all your sins, every sin that you have ever committed, whether you remember it or whether you don't. Ask God to forgive you of all those sins. And you also forgive those who have hurt you, abused you in any type of way so that you may be forgiven as well. And the Bible tells us that God is just to forgive. God is merciful. Amen? No sin is too big that he cannot forgive. If that is you, just say, I trust in you. Jesus Christ, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I put all my trust in you. All the things that you have called me to do, I'm ready to submit to that. If you trust, if you believe in your heart and you know that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is your Savior, that Jesus Christ will get you through, then you are saved. All you have to do, we just encourage that you get in a Bible-believing church, whether, you know, with this time you may have to seek online, be around like-minded people, and just have a hunger for God and for his word. Have a hunger to do. Have a hunger to trust. Amen? Be around like-minded people. Then you are saved. And if you want to let us know here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can do so. Brother Rob will give you ways that you can just shout out and just announce. Amen?
Amen, amen. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we just like to encourage you, you know, once you found that, once you converted your life over to Christ, that you can contact us via email. You can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And also, we're on Instagram and Twitter. We are at purpose_kingdom. And we also invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom. We can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous shows, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to, you know, let a friend know and share. With that being said, we also want to see if you can reconvene with us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with God's Going with the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening, we will be having the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. With that being said, we thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's show, whether you're calling via phone or you're listening online. We'd like to thank you and continue to share. Also, if you want a morning word of praise, you can follow any of our social media pages where you can go to or you can go to anchor.com or Anchor FM. You get a morning word of praise. With that being said, Sister Dominique, I'm going to hand the show back over in your hands.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. I pray that this, you know, tonight's message is bringing some light, some encouragement to your life. And I know we all get to that point in life where it's just like, what's the next step? And especially for myself and during these times, I'm just like, how will the rest of the year pan out? How will the rest, what's next for the rest of the year? What does Dominique, what does my life look like in 2020, you know, post-COVID crisis? And I think a lot of us think that, you know, what's next for us post our situation? What's next? And that's the attitude to have, knowing it's just being strengthened through Christ, amen? And wanting to know what's next, wanting to live, amen? What's next? What's next? Just trusting God. And that's the main, it's easy said than done. It's one thing to just read Philippians 4:13, but it's a whole other thing to live it. And that's what any verse that hits you, you know? It's when you're living through it, that's when you're able to fully understand Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not the things that I already have strengthened, not those things where I'm already stronger, but the things that I am weakened. You know, it's only by his strength that we can get through. Those things that I am weakened, I look to you. I look to you, Lord, to be my strength. Amen? To pull me up. Listen, earlier this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and I got up, and I was really like, okay, I am getting dressed. I'm washing. I'm getting dressed only to go at the kitchen table and to open my laptop, you know? God, give me strength to not go crazy during this COVID-19 quarantine. Amen? Amen. I believe we have a caller, and I would like to bring the caller on.
Well, good evening. What up, what up, what up? How are you?
Good evening.
First, I got to say happy birthday, Jeff. Like, you know, I don't want to get off the air without saying happy birthday. And everything you said, like, ditto, you do good. I'm the intro person. You the bio. I'm the intro. You the bio. Say no, but, yeah, no. Philippians 4:13. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful show, by the way. And you said it just about right. You said it just about right, and it doesn't even make sense until you actually are living it, until you actually feel that way, until you actually have to call on nobody but God. And it works out, and it does. Like, I hit one. You made me hit one because you kept saying, what's next, what's next? Well, I can't tell you what's next. But I will tell you that when next comes, we won't be anything like we was when we went in. That's a prayer and a promise.
Amen.
That's a prayer and a promise. I don't know what we're going to do. We don't know how they're going to do it. And God is going to get all of the victory, all of the glory.
Sure.
That's how it's going to come out. God going to come out on top, and people are going to see it for themselves, because they've been watching believers, and they've been thinking that the believers are going to be able to take them where they need to go because they're the ones that show up and go to church every week. But now they're going to realize that it is not even going to be the believer, because the believer is stuck. A believer is stuck right now, a lot of them. But it's going to be the non-believer that had the big, like you said, the pickup story that went from the bottom, that sitting in the thing, and just realized that you got to have a conversation. And the best person to talk to is Jesus. Like, the best person to talk to is God. You know what I mean?
And
like,
yes.
So I just want to do, that. Like you said, what are we going to do? What we going to do, we going to do exactly what we going to do. Keep it up, Purpose Kingdom Network, yeah, it's going down in the people. Real rap. Like, but I just wanted to come on and let you know, like, you should get up every day. Get up, get dressed, just like every day. Because every day something might happen. You never know. Because God might
you
not get
know.
Jesus might not get
you. Amen, you got to be ready.
He might say, let's go. And you'd be like, I ain't got just in 16 days. What you mean? We got to be ready.
I ain't combed my hair. I ain't brushed my teeth.
You know what I mean? Get yourself.
Some people are in it.
We can see
some
you.
Some people
get
are
yourself.
Really on vacation. Yes. Thank you so
but
much.
But we love you, though. Not a problem.
Yes.
Love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you, too. Amen. There's really some people that, like, y'all really need to practice hygiene during this time. Is not a break from, like, you should not wash up. Like, you should wash up every day. You should brush your teeth every day. You know, like, you should do those things. I remember I made a joke to my best friend. I was like, I wash up every other day. I was like, I wash up every other day. And she gave me, like, the side eye. She was just like, nah, like, you have to wash up every day. So you have to take care of your hygiene. It's not a break from hygiene, amen? And be ready. Like, at the end of the day, God will be at the door. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready for him. You never know when he'll pop up, amen? So as we're closing, and we discussed Philippians 4:13, only by his strength, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want us just to take away the main thing that we should take away from tonight is trusting in God and knowing that he will pull you through, knowing that through Jesus Christ that you will get through whatever situation, whatever circumstance that may come your way. It may not be pretty. It will not be pretty, but you will get through it because he will provide you strength. Amen. Him dying on the cross, that right there, period, is a strength exchange. You know, whatever weakness you have, he has taken that on for himself. You just have to have trust and be willing to move and be willing to get through this journey, get through this hard time, whatever your hard time may be. Amen. Amen. So God's will and God's blessing. I will see you in 2 weeks. So deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.